To the church of God assembled in this place, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those in every place who call upon our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're in the second week after the Epiphany, and that means we're entering yet again in a period of ordinary time. There was the hope and expectation of Advent. There was the joy and wonder of Christmas. There was the splendor and radiance of the Epiphany. There were candles and wreaths. There were Christmas trees. There were Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, the shepherd, the wise men, some animals. But they're all gone. What we have in their places are some potted plants and you and me. It's another period of ordinary time. One of the features of ordinary time in the church's way of doing things is to make a semi-continuous, a semi-regular reading of the epistles. And the epistle for this Epiphany season is 1 Corinthians. And you don't have to be an expert in Greek. You don't have to have mastered the language. I'm not against that. But you don't have to be to come to basically the same conclusion about the Corinthian church. What a place. There's division and dissension. There's jealousy and quarreling. There's strife. There's sexual immorality. There's flirting with idolatry. There are problems with the supper of the Lord and the gifts of the Spirit. There is confusion in the worship and confusion over the roles of men and women. And to top it all off, there are some who are denying the resurrection of the dead. What a place. You don't have to have mastered Greek to think also to yourself, some things never change. In our churches, in our families, in our communities, but let's go back, even in our churches, there is division and dissension. There's anger and quarreling. There's jealousy and strife. There are problems with sexual immorality. There's flirting with syncretism and idolatry. There are problems with the supper of the Lord, disagreements about the gifts of the Spirit. There's disorder in our worship. There's confusion about the role of men and women. And even sometimes you come across those who, in effect, deny the resurrection of the dead. Some things never change. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. This is ordinary time, and we take things in order. And we'll get to those things. Let's start where Paul does. And he starts with also some things that never change. The grace of God and his gifts and his promises. God is faithful, he starts by telling the Corinthians. And that means his goodness and his grace. His gifts and his governance. His promises never change. And so while some things that never change are bad things, they're also the good ones, the ones that last, and the ones in which the Corinthians could and should have taken hope and believed. Well, like I said, this is the second week after the Epiphany. We're in a period of ordinary time, and that works pretty well for us too. Yeah, the Christmas trees are gone. The wise men have made their way back to their native land, and instead we have potted plants. When I walked into the chapel this morning, I happened to notice that one over there. Some of you are not able to see it, but let me tell you, it's rather sad looking. It's droopy. It needs sun and water. And it's an image for some of our lives. Now, there are two notions of being ordinary in the church. So one comes in the catechisms, the ordinary life, the everyday, the mundane. That is the life that God created. That is the life that God commanded. That is the life that God commends. Being someone who believes in God, who calls upon Him in prayer and praise and thanksgiving, who hears His word and keeps it, who honors mother and father, who cares about neighbors in their lives, their possessions, their reputation, who honors marriage, family, home. That's ordinary, and that is God-pleasing. That's one sense of ordinary, but then there's the other sense of ordinary. Kind of like the day we have here. A little gray, a little gloomy, a little damp. Division, dissension, anger, quarreling, jealousy, strife, immorality, syncretism, idolatry, confusion, problems. We have them in our churches. We even have them here. Divisions. Academic, professional, confessional, missional, contemporary, traditional, exegetical, systematic, historical, practical. Things are, let's be honest here, good here. But even here, they can be kind of ordinary in the not-so-good way. And the things elsewhere can be ordinary in even less not-very-good way. Kind of like the plant over there. And you find yourselves drooping, a little sad, worn out. Or maybe even worse, illness and injury. Confusion and violence, death and dying. Some things never change. But just as it's the bad things that don't change, neither do the promises of God. And just as Paul could thank God and rejoice in the grace that God had shown the Corinthians, could wonder in the gifts that God had given them, could assure them that they would endure to the day, to the revealing, to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, because God is faithful. I am here to tell you God is faithful also to you. His grace will not waver. His gifts will not run out. No matter how ordinary, in the good or the bad sense, life is, He will keep you steadfast. He will keep you blameless until the day, the coming, the revealing of your Lord Jesus Christ. Some things never change. That will not. Well, the Christmas trees are gone. Mary and Joseph have gone away with the wise men. We got that plant over there. But the day is coming when all will be made new. And I tell you, you will be there too. I tell you, you will have joy. You will have peace. You will have comfort. And you will have life. Because God is faithful. May the faithfulness of God keep you in this time and always. Amen. We rise to sing the hymn.